This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's July 18th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I read an article on the internet that says the Catholic Church owes billions of dollars in lawsuits concerning the sexual abuse cases involving several priests. What should they do about this? How can they pay it all? How should they get the money for it?
They should pay these debts, Alora. They allowed these priests to sodomize children. They moved them from parish to parish to hide what they were doing. They wouldn't stop them. They wouldn't remove them from their church. They permitted them to break God's law. Now they are responsible to make amends to those these priests hurt. When you do evil, you are responsible to pay the price of that evil. These people think that they can do evil over and over again, and because they are the leaders of a church, they can get away with it. No way. Why don't they start selling off some of the expensive artifacts that belong to the church and are being held in the Vatican to pay these debts? I'm sure that some of them would bring in millions and millions of dollars. There's ways that they can raise this money without taking it out of the donations for the poor, which they are doing now, and that is why so few people are donating to them anymore.
Great idea, Nazarene. I hope somebody hears about this and will do it.
It's a possibility, Laura, a slim possibility, but it is a possibility.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, I read in the news that Hitler's drawings are going up for sale in Canada. The owner wishes to remain anonymous, saying he is transmitting history and preserving it, that the drawings are important for humanity. The Canadian Jewish community is protesting this. What do you have to say about this?
It is very hard, Alora, for me to keep my words calm and quiet when speaking of this. My anger is so great. I am so enraged by the very idea of this. How could they? How could they even think of it? The person doing this should be arrested and thrown in prison. These drawings should be taken and burned and destroyed forever. This foul creature murdered millions of my brothers and sisters, murdered millions of God's chosen people. How could anyone even consider showing art made by him? This is sick. It is absolutely and positively sick. They are praising a foul lunatic that murdered millions of people by displaying his art. This cannot be. All art pertaining to this man should be destroyed. All pictures of him should be destroyed. He should be wiped from history, only a record kept of what he did. But his name should never, ever be spoken, and nothing he ever did should be displayed to the public. How could they? How could they?
I agree, Nazarene. And how much you want to bet this guy is a member of some neo-Nazi group?
And what do you want to bet he's a Catholic, Alora? And God help us, God helpeth if he's a child of Israel.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's July 19, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, an 84-year-old man, is in jail because he strangled his wife of 50 years to death because she had Alzheimer's disease. He also had tried to kill himself by three methods, which of course failed. The judge says this is a very difficult case and says she feels the man should have some punishment for what he did. What do you think of this?
What I am going to say, Alora, is going to anger a lot of people. But there is a vast difference between murder and ending the suffering of someone whose soul has probably left their body long before the person ended their existence. Modern medical science can keep a body alive long after the soul has left it. Medication can make it appear that the body is functioning, when the soul is long gone, and often creatures of darkness enter into these bodies and feed on them and are empowered in them and use that energy to do even greater evil. It is hard sometimes for people to let go. Sometimes they think if a person is still breathing that they are still alive, but oftentimes they are not. What is left is simply an empty organic vessel from which the soul has departed, and people should understand that and help someone who wants to release a loved one and not punish them by doing so.
Oh, Nazarene, you're right. A lot of people aren't going to like that one.
Sometimes, Alora, the truth has to be said whether people like it or not. That's our job.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, I read an article on the internet about a study done by the University of Pennsylvania, whose results appeared in the Washington Post, that said only 30% of men and 46% of women have reached adulthood by age 30. This means leaving home, finishing school, getting married, having a child, and being financially independent. Do you think this is a good amount for the population today?
What, Alora? What are these people saying? None of this stuff has anything to do with a person being an adult. A person becomes an adult when they take responsibilities for his or her own actions and start to do good for others and stop thinking of themselves as the most important thing in the universe. That is when a person becomes an adult. None of this stuff says that a person has become an adult. I have known 12-year-olds that are adults. I have known 50-year-old men that are still living with their parents that are adults. This criteria that these fools have made up has nothing to do with being an adult whatsoever. People can continue to go to school all their lives and continue to learn and continue to be of service to mankind and God. None of these things have anything to do with being an adult whatsoever. Where did they get these morons from?
Yeah, I know, Nazarene. It sounds kind of stupid to me, too.
It isn't just stupid, Alora. It's just plain ignorant. It's just plain damn ignorant.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 20th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, the Supreme Court ruled on May 30th that a law protecting prisoners' legal rights to worship was constitutional. Part of this law recognizes the religions of Wicca and Satanism. Do you believe people should have the right to practice these religions in prison, let alone anywhere?
We certainly think this law is acceptable, Alora, especially in the case of Wiccans, because Wicca existed long before Christianity. It was an established religion through much of Europe, and the priesthood fought it viciously and tried to destroy it, but it could not be destroyed. It is a fundamental religion that has existed on earth for a long time, and these people should be allowed to practice their beliefs, even though they are a little bit corrupted. Satanism, on the other hand, is a totally different matter. Satanism never existed. It is a religion that was made up by the priesthood. There is no such thing as Satan, and these people should not be allowed to worship, especially if they have been involved in animal and human sacrifices. If they have committed any of these heinous crimes, they should not be allowed to practice this religion in prison. Of course, there are going to be those that argue with me. They're going to scream religious rights, but this is not a religion. It is a farce, and it is a sickness, and it should not be allowed.
I understand what you mean, Nazarene. Satanists are among Demetrius's favorite prey.
As they should be, Alora. As they should be. Demetrius needs to hunt every creature of darkness and destroy them. And where there are Satanists, there are creatures of darkness.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, the magazine distributed by the church where we attended this week, had an article in it about Christian comic books. Some people believe some of the subjects covered in these comic books are too controversial, and that they have superheroes fighting against creatures of darkness which should not be taught to children. Do you agree with these thoughts?
Absolutely not, Alora. I do not agree with this thought whatsoever. Children need to be taught that there is evil out there, that there are creatures of darkness, and that there are also creatures of light that fight them and destroy them. This idea of keeping the truth from children, of not frightening them, is wrong. They need to know that there is evil out there, that if they are not careful, that if they are not cautious, there are dark spirits that will lead them into things that will destroy their souls. This idea of keeping children ignorant of evil really, really disturbs me. You have to tell children that there are people out there that if they have the opportunity will hurt them. You also need to let them know that there are people that will help them. And it is sad that some people don't want these things known. They have to be known. My angels are supernatural beings. They fight the creatures of darkness. Do these people claim that my angels do not exist?
There are some people that say you do not exist, Nazarene, that you're just a figment of our imagination.
What is it that Demetrius says sometimes, Alora? I'm some figment. I'm really some figment. I guess people will figure that out in time.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 21st, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we were disgusted to see that Saddam Hussein has written a novel that has become a bestseller called Get Out of Here, Curse You. It has been banned in Jordan. Wherever it gets banned, people want it more. They can't keep up with the demand. What are your comments on this?
I am absolutely disgusted, Alora. I am appalled that this foul creature, this creature of darkness, this thing of unspeakable evil that the kingdom of God is desperately trying to destroy forever, can write a book and get it published and is making money on it while you cannot get a publisher. I am absolutely outraged, Alora. This sickens me. This drives me to anger that the human being cannot understand. This is unthinkable. How could any people publish a book by this foul and disgusting creature and distribute it? This is unacceptable. These people are sick. They are sick, 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 and I am appalled that this thing has happened. How could it possibly be?
Your guess is as good as mine, Nazarene. Like Demetrius says, you practically have to kill somebody before you get a publisher nowadays.
How sadly true, Alora. How sadly, sadly true.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, the Minnesota government shut down during the 4th of July holiday because they couldn't decide on a solution to their budget problems. 9,000 people were out of work. What do you think of this?
This is a sad commentary, Alora, on the system of representative government. Sometimes people just cannot get together and cooperate and do things that need to be done for the good of their people. There is always someone that wants to keep his unnecessary program and wants to get money to these people or that people that really don't need it. So they fight and fight and fight, and the work never gets done, and what needs to be done is put off and put off and put off because of the greed of some people. And this should be stopped. People should realize that when the economy is bad and things are tight, some things are going to have to be given up. Some special programs that are unnecessary are going to have to be set aside. Sometimes you have to put off the repair of a road for a couple of years, or the building of a building that you want to build with government money. It just has to be done, but some people can't do that, and that's what is causing this situation.
Nazarene, I think the government's biggest problem is everybody just likes to talk too much.
That wouldn't be so bad, Alora, if they were talking about the right things, but they're not talking about the right things.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's July 22nd, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, it appears, unfortunately, that our mission for you in Bismarck, North Dakota, to find an earthly residence for God, has failed. What should we do now?
First of all, Alora, this was not my mission. God himself called Demetrius to the holiest of all and gave him this mission, and I had very little to do with it. It makes little difference, but God the Father sent you on this mission. It is his personal mission for you. As to what to do next, we do not know. If we have failed in the city where God's power is the strongest on earth, we do not know what to do from there. If we cannot reach our people in this city, if they will not feel God's power, there is no answer to your question. If another city called you forth that had power and said, "Come here, make God's residence here in one of our temples, we have a temple that will accept him and let his power radiate out unto all the world and save our children from sodomy," then maybe you could go there and establish God's power there. But unless you are called, you cannot, and no one will call. No one wants this responsibility. They want to accept sodomy. They want to accept the sodomists. This is a sad, sad situation.
But Nazarene, we have no money. How would we go? How would we do it?
The people asking you to come would have to fund you, Alora. They would have to pay your moving expenses and send people to help you move. They would have to pay your salary for a year and give you a place to live for a year. This is the only way that God would allow it.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, where we have been bumped off the Jimmy Kimmel Forum and cannot post your praise to him anymore, we have created our own Jimmy Kimmel praise page, telling what happened with the show and some of the things that John Lennon did during this period. Do you think there will ever be a reconciliation between us and ABC so that we can tell the glorious things that John has done on their programs?
I seriously doubt it, Alora. Though much has been proven to the executives of ABC, they still claim that I do not exist, that I cannot speak through you, that I cannot send messages through you, and they will not allow my messages to be put up on their services. They resist the power of God. They deny the power of God. They say God does not exist. They say only the false teachings of man exist, and I cannot see where there can be any reconciliation between us until they accept me, till they say it is me speaking through you, and it is me doing the wonders that you are doing. And until they do that, there can be no reconciliation. Those that deny God cannot have God's gifts. No matter how much they feel what they are doing is right, if they deny me, if they deny my workers, if they say this cannot happen, it cannot possibly be, then there can be no reconciliation with them ever.
That's too bad, Nazarene, because I think a lot of them are basically good people that just don't understand what we're trying to do.
You are probably right, Alora. That is unfortunate, but they are interfering with the work of God. They are threatening the existence of mankind because they will not accept me, and that has to be answered for.
We'll be back next week.